Monday the 19th of November, Rabbi Shmuel Baron, Living with Torah, with Thanks to Hashem.
Shalom aleichem to you all again. I feel honored and privileged to have a schus of having a chelik. I'm on my way to the airport back to Israel to be able to have a schus and a chelik of being mishtatif with the Yidden, who I tackle living in no better way than to say the Torah way. Please, I really stand up in respect for you all. There's no better way to start a day than this. My friends, let me just share with you a few hargoshei halev. The Gemara in Makkah says in the Chav Dalam and Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Tayag Mitzvahs, then David HaMelech made it into 15 klolim, Yishaya Novi made it into 9, Micha made it into 3, until Bo Chavakuk Ve'emidon Al Achas. Chavakuk came and was maimed it on one Yisoyed, on one Nekude. V'tzadik Be'emunosoy Yichye. Kipshuto I always understood, V'tzadik Be'emunosoy Yichye, B'schus what does the tzaddik live? The tzaddik lives b'schus his emunah. Because of his emunah, he's zeichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mated with him and gives him life and gives him parnasa and gives him nachas, etc., etc. B'schus his emunah. But I think there's a deeper pshat, maybe it's even the most pashta pshat, in the pasuk of the tzaddik b'emunah seyichya. It's not b'schus what is he living. The pasuk is telling us what is the essence of the tzaddik. The tzaddik, you want to know what the tzaddik is? The tzaddik is be'emunaso yichye. He lives his emunah. It's not just an abstract thing. He's living his emunah 24/7, living emunah. That's the mahus, the essence of what a tzaddik is. The pashat way, the simple way, the aleph beis dika way of tzaddik be'emunaso yichye is, Rabbi, I want to share with you a maaseh which I heard years ago. My wife was in the Shtark, and on Shabbos table one time, she pulled out a newspaper and read out a story to the kids, and I was so taken by the ma'isa, probably said over tens if not hundreds of times. There is a yid, we'll do it b'kitzer, there's a yid, there's our days of the tzaddik emunah seyichye. I want to go to the next level. There's a yid before the Muhammad, before the Second World War. He lived in Germany. A yid, young man, 35, 37 years old, 4 or 5, kinderlach. The Nazis came, he bought everything in the world, a wife, children, panos, everything a person could want. The Nazis came, they schlepped him off to the camps, put his wife and the kids one place, and another place, the kids there. He was there for a year and a half, 2 years, until Liberation Day. He comes out after the war, he's looking around to find family. This guy tells him, your wife was killed over here, your parents were shot over here, your kids were taken into the gas chambers. Hashem Yerachem, didn't go by 2 or 3 months, and the guy came to the realization, lo nish'ar klum, nothing left. No parents, no siblings, no wife, no children, garnished. You meet the fellow on the street, shalom aleichem, ay, 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 what happened to you? And everyone would just speak to him and cry with him, etc. The kids, you couldn't speak for more than 10 seconds, and ay, 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 a krecht, a krecht. The kids, his friend saw that this guy's going to lose his mind, they got together, they bought him a ticket on a boat, go to America, start life, you're a young man, 39 years old, start life again. They keep the guys on the boat, ay, 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 he's kretzing, never. People speak to him, they cry with him, what could you do? He comes to America, someone picks him up, takes him to his house, ay, 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 he's kretzing. He finds him a job, he's a tailor by trade, he's sitting over in the store over there, in the shop over there, a whole bunch of tailors, everything's quiet, usually all of a sudden this new guy's there, every half a minute, ay, 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 ay. The kids, they find him a shidduch, he's walking out to the chuppah, ay, 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 ay. He has his first child, shalom aleichem, mazel tov, ay, 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 mazel tov, adyav simchus. He has a girl who makes the kiddush a year later, etc. 4 years down the line, 7 years down the line, 6 children already, he's still ay, ay, ay. One day, his oldest son, 17 years later, knocks on the door. In the middle of the day, comes to the yeshiva. He says, Tati, I want to speak with you. Come inside. He says, Father, you know, I know you had a past. I know you had something, but we got to forget. You know, Baruch Hashem, look, Hashem gave you. He says, listen to what a neshama from Egypt is. And he says, son, I don't have to answer to anybody, but if you're asking, I'll tell you. When we came to the camps, I came together with 3 friends. We had to walk to work every day for 45 minutes, there, back, at the end of the day. There was no tefillin, there was no tzitzis, there was no Shabbos, there was no yom, there was no tzitzis, no nothing. We wanted a shtickle Yiddishkeit on the way to work, we daven shachris on the way back, Mincha and Maya while we're walking, etc. 2-3 weeks later, while we're going every day, Yemachshemayt and Nazi heard us mumbling, he started getting closer, and he sees that we're davening after something Yiddish. He took his bayonet, he started smashing us with his gun with the rifle face, hitting us Makas Retzach. Never wanted to hear that from us again. We wanted to have a Keshra Kodesh Baruch Hu. We decided, you know what? He knew some Mishnayis Baal Peh. I knew some Mishnayis. I knew some Gemara. He knew some Gemara. We'll do that. It's not davening. We'll talk. We'll say it over. But then for another 2-3 weeks, until the Nazi chaplain's going, Yanni, he hit us and Mamish. Nothing. We want that up to catch it by Yoylam. Until we decided, listen to this. What does the Nazi appreciate? The Goyim Achshemoy. The Krecht from Ayid. The Anoche. The groaning of a Yid that's blissful for him. You know what? We'll give him the Krecht. We'll give him the groaning, and we'll be Eved Hashem. What did we decide? HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tuvoi V'chazdei gave us sheish mitzvahs, 6 mitzvahs t'midiyos, that any time a person has a fleeting thought of any one of these mitzvahs, he's mekayim a mitzvah sei d'araisa, and they are emunah. For Elohim created the world, everything which happens is mimenu yizbarach, ardus, Hashem Echoz, there's nobody else. Avas Hashem, a person thinks about all the chassanim that he has, and he gets instilled with an avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he thinks about it, he's mekayim mitzvasei. Yir HaShemayim, Yir HaShem, you think that for every ma'aseh that you get schar, for every little get einish, you're mekayim mitzvasei deraisa. And then there's lo yiyah l'chalim achayim, which goes synonymous with anoich Hashem alekecha, and then there's v'lo yisasur achrei levavchem v'achrei enechem, a person should go after his taivis, and we decided. We'll make a Rosh Tevis from the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyos. Aleph Yud, Aleph Yud, Aleph Yud. I. The 3 Alephs. Emune, Achdus, Ahavas Hashem. And the 3 Yuds, Yirah Shemayim, L'Yelacha, and the Yud of Einechem, V'Lashisrech L'Vavcha Einechem. We'd go to work every day, and the Nazi would be happy. Oh, the Yid is krechtzing. He's moaning and he's groaning, and we're blissful every time, every ay. It's sheish mitzvot asei, the Mekayim 6 mitzvot. After the war, I went looking for my family. But the Hargosha was a Hargosha, like Naomi had when she was leaving Moav. Ani maleya bossi, I came full. Vereikom eshivani Hashem, I'm going back empty-handed. And it was then that I made the decision. Nay, there's one thing I'm going to take with me. Ay, I'm going to take with me wherever I am. People think I was crashing. People think I was moaning. People think I was groaning. I had tainus chasham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'sholim v'chas v'haskir. Just the ay, emune, achdus. Ava, Yiras Hashem, Le'yelecha, and Le'yisrach Le'vafne and Eichem Rabbeisa. I'm telling you, I found that so uplifting. Pashit, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, the tzaddik be'munasa yichye, to live your emune. Think about it. Let's just name a kind of mitzvah. That's mamish basic, but there's a step further than that. There's something which I heard a few years ago. B'shem b'chazanish. And it shook me to the core a little bit. Like, where am I? Adam Godel said over B'Shem the Chazanish, Yadua, no one came out of the war, they walked the way they walked in. No one that Muna stayed the same. Either they came out, Bali Bitochen, Bali Emuna, like the Satan Rav said when he left the song, so after who should go to for a bracha? Go to any shul, and you see a Yid with numbers tattooed on his hand, and he's putting tefillin on top, you could go to him for a bracha. And some people, Nebuch, they lost their orachman over time. My outlook at these people always was, you know what these people went through, what these people saw, Rachman al-Tlan, al-Todun, the Chazanish, the Eid Yisrael. I was shocked. He had no Rachmanas on them. And he said a line which was shocking. He said, take a cup of water, put some sand from the beach in the cup of water, stand it on the put it on the table, this cup of water. After a few minutes, all the sand will go down to the bottom, crystal clear water. Take the table and give a shuffle on the table, shake the table, shake the cup of water, and all the sand will go over and make the water filthy. If chas v'sholim, a person, his emune could be touched or shattered or something could go haywire in his emune because of a shuffle which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to him, that means to say, it was filthy all along. Shmirachim was dirty all along, and it was lying dormant in his heart, and now when he got shaken up, it came out to the open. I heard those words, and I said to myself, Hashem Yirachem, who knows, where am I holding? Who knows? Baruch Hashem, Hashem is so good to us. Baruch Hashem, this parents and this children and this parents and this friends and this, everything is going so good. You know, is my emuna real? Is my emuna not real? I was shaken. I'm like, who knows? Very vast. Who knows where I'm holding? But even in today's day and age, I had a bachur in my shir. A few years ago, bachur in my shir, that his mother, just want to show you what it means for a person to live, it's like when I say, his mother never was sick for 7-8 years with the machle. 1 year in middle, she had bespite from the machle. Mom, and she was about a student from 17-18 years old. She was then 48 years old. 2 days before she was missed, I went to Menachem of the Bacher doing shiva. She was a woman. There's a whole book which came out. Hazoyis Naomi, I think, was translated to English also. It's marvelous. I read it one evening. I couldn't put it down. It was maybe the man in one night. I couldn't put it down until 3 o'clock in the morning. It's marvelous what this woman was. The kisser. The bracha told me, 2 days before she was missing, she came out, wasn't able to talk. They made a tape of it also. She came out, wasn't able to talk. She was lying on her bed, and her son and her daughter came into the hospital room, and she says, Kindach, I want to tell you something. And she says, you saw what I went through all these years. The end is coming. Her husband said that Lavai, like, you know, there was no, that she once expressed to her husband. She says, you know, I so much want to be Eved Hashem, but there's just no goof left for me to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Yerachem. The kids, she told the children, they sat down on the bed, and she tells them, I want to tell you something. The end is coming. I see it's imminent. I want to tell you something. You saw all the stuff I went through the 8-9 years at the Machle, etc. I want you to know, I'm leaving this world, and I don't have a mashu, not an iota, of Chas V'Shalom, Taine, or Tine, or Tvir, or complaint. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my heart is just full of gratitude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and her last kaiches, she was lying in her bed for 20 minutes, just saying all the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with her from when she became a Balas Tshuva at 17, 18 years old. This and this, all the klinikat and the great things and the big things and the small things, etc., etc. And the next day she was missed. It's marvel on her eye. To live emunah, there's a step further, there's a step higher in the beginning. We're not just believing, it's the living it and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol tzad v'shal, and every step of the way to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it dawned on me one day by davening, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Am Yisrael? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us close to him? Zochtet Avarabu, what does it say? Uvanu v'charta mikol am v'loshen, you chose us from every nation. V'keaftonu malkeinu l'shimcha ha'gadol, for what? For what tachlis? For what goal? L'hoidais l'cha, to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'ri'olam chose us. True to Mekai Mitzduteira, that's to be a Yid. But the chosen, the Bechire, the Kirve is l'hoidais l'cha. To live a life of thanks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three words have to be on the lips of a Yid every day and every moment of his life. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. These words have to be on a person's lips. To say that the Ramban writes in the Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, we start Shemoneh Esrei with the words Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufiyagiti Lasecha. What are those words? What's that Gedava? Rashi, until that one shot, Ramban Emunah B'Tochen Perek Hey has a 1.5 line of something beautiful. Svasai Miloshin Svas Hayam. Doesn't mean lips, it's referring like Svas Hayam, the seashore, the sand on the shore. What's that for? To hold back the yam from spreading out to the whole world. A person's bakosha before his tefillah Hashem is, Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Open up my mugbalut, open up my boundaries that I should be able to express what my heart is so full of thanks and shevach v'hidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel that I do not have the kalim to express all my shevach and hidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way a Yid starts out his tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. The Aleph Beis and Hidot, my dear friends, I feel is, this is what I want to speak about. A few nekudalach. The Aleph Beis, I feel in Hidot is, in Nishmas we say, a very interesting thing. Ilufinu malishira kayam ul shenenu sheva ilufinu malishira kayam ul shenenu rina kamen galav, etc., etc. If you'd have all the kalim in the world, ain't enough to mastik maidos. Our limbs are nowhere near enough to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the end, what do we say? Al kain, therefore, because I can't, therefore, a varm shapilach the banu, those limbs that you gave me, and the ruach and the shama velosh samta, hein hein yoydi varchu, those limbs are going to thank you. You just gave a whole drasha that they can't. And now I'm saying, this is the thing which you're going to go thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with? I think the pshat ha-poshet is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not demand of a person more than he could do. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tshuni im b'yoysav, Echad amarba ve'echad amamit u'bilvad sheyichaven li b'la shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not demanding more than your kaychais. And in all mitzvot it's like that, and everything, even my dad's like that. But, in thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one condition. If you want to come and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the limits that you have, it's only on one condition. If before you nigash, before you come to thank, you realize that as much as I thank, it's nowhere near enough. If a person is not here before he starts, I really owe you so much more, but I have no more than this to thank you, then you're Yossi Dei Chayva. But if Chas V'Shalom, a person thinks that what I'm thanking you, that's enough, then Chas V'Shalom, it's like the Chas V'Shalom, the biggest patch upon him, Ta'kadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel, Zemaspik. You need the Hagdome of Ilufinu. The Hagosh has to always be, the heart is overflowing with Shevach Vaidolik. Ramban says, my heart is overflowing, I have no way of expressing my Yidolat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lamayit, that's what Chavis Avavis writes in Shar Avodis Hashem, in the end of Perek Beis, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, the whole essence of Avodis Hashem is that a person should do his Avodis Hashem mitoich hakores hatoich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he feels so much gratefulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all his chassadim, from the smallest things to the biggest things. Then a person should go and put on his tefillin, put on his talis, do chesed, learn Torah mikoyach, his hargosha of HaKadosh HaTorah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to share with you something, Rabbi Yisai. I want to share with you a nakuda over here, a murdik nakuda. In this nishmas, I had this aura a few years ago, Shabbos morning. I said then when I had this hargosha mitshem by my daughters, chasana, I'm going to speak about it. This is what I'm going to say. Might have been called about a chasana, might end up saying it later over the maisa. That was the tachlit. It didn't loistai mils over it. Oh, listen to this. In nishmas it says, ein anachnu maspikin. We cannot thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu levorech HaShimcha al achas me'olef elef alfi alofim deviyei vevavis pom matoivais. We can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one of the billions of billions of toivis that he did. We can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the minutest thing. We can't go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rekha, oh come on. I'm asking. He gives me hands. He gives me children. He gives me a wife. Okay, but really, for the jam on top of the peanut butter in the sandwich, for that I can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come on, that's not so, you know, the look coast car, the jam on top of the peanut butter, the cherry on top of the cream on top of the cake. Come on, no, nothing. I'll fill up not 1 billionth. I don't know what the numbers are over here. You can't, what the, for that thing I can't thank. And let's go a little bit further. And we want to give a dugme of that we can't thank for the smallest of smallest things. You know what the example is? You're going to give me the example that I can't thank for the greatest, for the smallest of smallest. And what's the example? Something which happened one time in the history of the world. Marvelous, a pella. I'll tell you another pella I had one time in Alamichia. I want to ask you a question. Someone gives you a present, $1,000. What will you tell the guy? Thank you very much for the present. Will you tell the guy, you know, thank you very much for wanting to give me the $1,000, and thank you for the $1,000 itself. It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? And what do we say now, Michia? Al eretz chenda teva rechava, sherotzisa vinchata lavisenu, that you wanted to give it to us and you gave it to us. What's the thanks of wanting to give? A pellet. Let me share with you one more pillar which I had in Nishlam, that child this morning. And that is, L'chol levad anachnu moedim. You are the only one that we're thanking. L'chol levad anachnu moedim. You're the only one that we're thanking. One second. All you people seem to be proper, gishmakim, mechunachim. Your parents told to you, my parents told to me. Anybody does something to you, say thank you. What's this l'chol levad anachnu moedim? I'm thanking only to you, Hashem. I say thank you to anybody who does me a favor. Who's this? What's this? The chalavat only to you, Hashem. I'm thanking you, my dear friends. I want to share with you something beautiful. I want to share with you. There's a Chavos Avovis in the Hakdome to Shai Avodas Elokim. Chavos Avovis writes something a chidush, but when we think about it, it's so emes. Not we need a month to go give the Yeshua the stempel that it's emes to the Chavos Avovis, but we see it b'chush. Says Chavos Avovis, the Hakaras HaToiv that a person has to have for another human being who does him a chesed is not according to the outcome. If somebody went out of his way and he was matriach and he tried and he worked and he did to do something for you, whatever it is, it didn't work, nothing came out of it, you owe him the hakaras hatoiv just as much as to the person who did and it came out. On the other hand, if somebody ended up doing you a favor, a great, humongous favor, and he had no intention b'chlau to be made to you, but mikre, it just happened to come out, you owe him zero hakaras hatoiv. You hear that? Zero. You had no intention. Havonas divrei hachavos avavos, I think, the havonas advarim is, because at the end of the day, getting and not getting, that's your chavos and shah b'tochoin, that one of the seven ikrim that a person has to believe in order to be a Baal B'tochen is that nobody could change more or less or the time or the place of what's magia to me, good or bad. No one in the world could change it. Not a dayim, not a tzemach, not a chayin, not a medaber. Nothing could change because everything is zeir shemayim. Everything is zeir shemayim. Meaning to say, the lamaisa, what I get, what I don't get, that's mimenu yisbarach. All that there is from a human being to another human being is the good will or the bad will. The lamaisa is mimenu yizbarach. So right there we have to stop. We have pshat. L'chol levad anachnu moedim. I'll say thank you to everybody and anybody, but that's for their good will. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the only one that I'm going to say thank you for the thing itself. The thing itself is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only Baruch Kalo Elamin. The goodwill, I'll say thank you to everybody. Let's see how far goodwill goes. How far could HaKadosh HaToiv in goodwill carry us to? The Gemara in Marit Katan says in Daf Chavches, the Gemara says, "Amari dekemaise." When it came time for Reb Chiya to be nifted from the world, when it came time for Reb Chiya to be nifted, the Malchamavus came and he wanted to take away his neshama. He couldn't. Reb Chiya, like Pasak Pume, he didn't stop learning. He was continuously continuing learning, but he had non-stop. What did the Malchamavus do? He had to take away his neshama. Even the Leika Anya, he dressed himself up like a pauper, like a poor man. And he knocked on Reb Chiya's door. Marvelous God, Peladiki Gemara. He knocked on Reb Chiya's door. They ran to the door and they said, "Tati, there's a poor man by the door." Reb Chiya came running to the door. He says, "What's wrong?" He says, "I didn't eat in 2 days. I'm famished. Please, have Rachmanis on me. Give me something to eat." Reb Chiya ran to the kitchen, brought out some bread, brought him in, sat him down. "Please eat, gesunte hate." And the Malach Mavis then turns to him and says, "If you had Rachmanis on me, who's a pauper, for a piece of bread, have Rachmanis on the real me. I'm the Malach HaMavis. Please give me your neshama. If you're willing to give me a piece of bread, give me your neshama." And the Gemara says, the Reb Chiya was masking and was missing. Just think to yourself, my friend. You're standing in shul, and someone comes like this, you know, tiskele mitzvot, rekeshah, todah, etc., and you give him a 25 pence voucher. Huh? 25 pence? Give me $1 million. Get out of your mind! A guy gives you a piece of bread. Give me your neshama. What's the zachda? What do we see in this Gemara? Amari dekina kude. Ha'odom yirelei naim. Ha'odom yirelei naim. A person can only see what his eyes see. A human being can only see how much goodwill does a person have. What lemaisa I see that the person did. He gave me a piece of bread. I know you have goodwill for a piece of bread. Aber Hashem Yerlelevav, a malach, Abdul a malach, who could see deep down in a person's heart, could see that even when somebody is giving a piece of bread, the will, the rotzen in his heart, is to give him his neshama to give him. It manifested itself in a piece of bread, but the hikainus, the readiness, he was muchan to give away his neshama, and our karas atoiv is for the rotzen, not for the piece of bread. Now usually, it's not shaykh to know, Ebrazei, it's beautiful. That's what we say in Alamichya. Sheratzisa v'inchatul aviseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm thanking you for the Nachla, for giving us Eretz Yisrael. But I'm thanking you for the Ratzisa, for the goodwill. Because I know that in the goodwill lies so much more than that. Let's see that in Nishmas. We'll understand Alamichya better. That's what we're saying in Nishmas. We can't thank you for the smallest of things. And on that we say, Mimitzrayim Galton, that's a huge thing. No! You want to know how much, how come you can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the jam on top of the peanut butter, for the cherry on top of the cream on the top of the cake? You know how come you can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because Mimitzrayim Galton, the kindness, the readiness, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to do for the person of today, Mimitzrayim Galtanu. No, it only manifests itself now in the cherry, on top of the cream, on top of the cake. Mimitzrayim Galtanu is just a simen, it's just a hechacha, it's just a proof. At heichon hadvar magim, until we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mucham to do for a person, to do for a yid. And if so, in anachnu mastikim, it's impossible for us to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the smallest thing, because even though it only manifested itself in itself in the smallest thing, but the will behind it was the will of Mitzrayim Galtanu, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his ave and his chive to every Ben Yisrael is no end. The raya is Mitzrayim Galtanu, because of Mitzrayim Galtanu, there we see the goodwill of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much he's willing to do for a yid, and from that it's the efshar to thank, because of that it's the efshar to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the smallest of things, because there's so much goodwill. And that's what we say in Alamichya, Sheratzisa v'inchalta. You were manchal of Eretz Yisrael, we thank you for Eretz Yisrael. But there's a bazundera, a miyuchad, a special thank you for the Ratzisa, for the Ratzon Toiv, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for the goodwill, and the goodwill of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much greater than the thing itself that he gives us l'maise. But Eifel, my dear friends, time is short, we're finishing. Rabbi Isai, what can I say? These words, thank you Hashem, can't leave our lips. I'll call Neshim and Neshime for the things which we're so used to, for our hands, for our feet, for our ears, for our eyes, for our children, for our panos, the keseder, keseder. Thank you Hashem, not to chas shalom, to take anything for granted. And that's all you said, chavos avobos, nagdom to shah b'chiner, that one of the reasons that a person does not appreciate the chasun that he's getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said the whole story, but there's no time, because he's so used to it. And he thinks it's a part of him, and it can't be separated from him, so that only Yashakayach do. We have to live Keseder. Thank you, Hashem, and Bishchus, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but your Olam will be Mezaki Yimal. The Pasuk says, Mamatzeach, that the Pasuk says, Ah, Moed Gediuk, and with this I finish off, the Pasuk says, Neran Bishua Secho will praise you for your Yeshua, Yemalia, and Ubishem El Kenanidga will hold the flag of Hashem, Yemalia Hashem Kolishali Secho. What's the connection? A person who thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past Tayvais, Yemalia Hashem Kolishali Secho, you'll be Zeicha to get more and more. We should all be Zeicha, we should thank Hashem, be Zeicha to Kol Tuv, we should be Zeicha Bekarv, Lebiat Gilteg, Meir Reino, Amen. Amen.